Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Sandra here needs some help here. You know how a lot of people will have, I think they used to call them whoobies from back in the day? Like things that you hold on to from your childhood that give you comfort. It could be a blanket. It could be a doll that you still have as an adult.
Yeah, no, Jimmy, he's got a lovey. He's got this little horsey that literally goes everywhere with us. And whenever we travel, unbeknownst to him, we bring backup horsey. Because if everything happens to first horsey, we have to have backup horsey.
Hey, Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, you in trouble. You in trouble.
I'm in so much trouble.
What'd you do?
Okay, so my husband had a childhood blankie that he called Lovey, and I threw it away by accident.
How do you throw that away by accident?
Because his mom, like, gave him this box of stuff, and I didn't know that, like, this blanket was in it, and so he was going through the box of stuff, and he left the blanket on the kitchen counter. It's like one of those like mini lamb blankets, but honestly to me it just looked like a dirty cleaning rag. And he had just like kind of left it around. And so I threw it out. I threw it into the kitchen trash. And he asked me, you know, he was like, hey, have you seen my blanket? And first I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, blanket, you know, because really it looked like a little gross, like tattered, like rag that you'd like clean the kitchen or clean a car with. Honestly, it looked disgusting. I'm like, I was just like, no, I didn't see it. And then he like was kind of looking around kind of frantically. And he's like, did you see it? Like a mini lamb blanket is like, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, didn't see it. And so like, but this was like after he threw out the kitchen trash. That's why. So I'm just like, there's, you know, there's like no way to get, like it's in the dumpster now of our building. So I don't know.
Oh, you're about to go dumpster diving.
Yeah,
ain't
right.
You?
So this is
still in there. And so I was just like, no, babe, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
So this is so much more than a blanket to him, man. Probably is attached to so many childhood memories, great memories. It's like his comfort thing. And there you go. And you tossed it away.
How old is he?
How old? He's like 42
or 32?
42.
Did he specifically, as a 42-year-old man, go, hey, what'd you do with Lovey?
I mean, oh, God.
So, yes. Oh, yes. I will say, stuff like this is very nostalgic. You guys might remember a few Christmases ago, Tracy, our operations manager, I mentioned this one time in passing, that in kindergarten, for show and tell, I took a Donald Duck radio and I described it to her. She found that radio on eBay, and when she gave it to me, I cried like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends in college had her blankie, and it was so ratted. And I didn't have a blankie like that, so I didn't understand the emotional significance. So I got drunk one day with my other friend and thought it'd be fun to hide it and give her a scavenger hunt to find it again. That did not go over well.
No.
Really?
I mean, we're talking a college-aged woman crying because, and it was in the house. I just hid it in a closet. Stupid drunk move, but there is an emotional attachment. It is like woven into your soul when you talk about being an adult and hanging on to a childhood blankie.
Well, he didn't even do it. Mom did. You said she gave him a box of stuff and Lovey was in the box.
Yeah. I'm like, but like, it's clear, like, the way he's acting, like, that he thinks he lost it and he is freaked out that he lost it. Like, he was excited to have it again. And like, but so it's like in, you know, the kitchen trash, which is in a bag, but then that bag got thrown into the dumpster of our apartment complex.
Well, so how much do you love this man? Are you willing to go dumpster diving for him?
Oh my God. I don't even know how I'd find it. There's probably like a million bags in there if it's even still in there. Oh my God.
You know what your trash looks like. Like, think of this like a valuable piece of jewelry that you threw away.
Mm-hmm.
If you threw away a ring that like maybe your grandmother gave you, you would be tearing through those bags. You just rip one open. Do you recognize the trash? Yes, dig more. If not, keep going.
I think even if you go in there, right, and you go through the trash, the dumpster, and you don't find anything, at least you can come clean with him later on in the day and say, hey, this was my fault. I tried to make it up to you. Ugh. I still stink like the trash. I went in there to try to get that thing for you because I know how much it means. And that'll probably go a really long way.
You got to do it to him while you still got the dumpster stuff on you. Yeah. Like, you got to have the trash juice dripping from your face. That's how you get him to forgive you.
Have you guys ever been in a dumpster?
Yes.
No.
Ugh.
Why were you in a dumpster?
Why were you in there?
No, that's another story for another time.
Yeah, that another time is 10 minutes away.
Let's make time.
All right, Sandra, are you willing to go into that dumpster? Because if so, we want to talk to you afterwards.
Get in there and then wait for him
to come home. Do not change your clothes. No. Do not take a shower. Nothing. All right. Ugh. But when you get back, give us a call, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's Bert Show. The Bert Show. So we're about to get Sandra back on here in a couple of minutes. That was about to dumpster dive to find her husband's like comfort blanket from childhood, right? So when we go to break, we are all talking about the fact that at least three of us in here have been in dumpsters before.
Voluntarily.
Well, mine was not voluntarily.
Aww.
But if you have ever had to go into a dumpster, we want to know the history behind this. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Kristen, you start.
Yeah, so I've definitely been in a dumpster before. You don't have to save that. But mine wasn't like, it wasn't anything like scandalous. We literally were poor college kids. We saw a chair in a dumpster and we're like, that would be great for our apartment. That looks like a perfectly good chair. So we climb in there and like drag this chair out of the dumpster, and then you pull it out and you're like, oh, there is a reason why somebody threw this piece of crap in the dumpster. But I mean, the stench as you're in there, just permeates your nostrils.
Well, just when you walk by a nasty smelling one, man, you just can't get that out of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Abby. For me, this was when I was in college, and I was on my sorority's exec board. I was in charge of all the new member stuff. And the crazy thing about sororities is they give you so much power over money and very expensive property. And so I was the new member educator, and I was in charge of all these pledge pins. And these things, they're like the size of your pinky nail, but they're like $200 each. They're like solid gold. It's crazy. So I'm cleaning out my dorm room one day because I'm a hoarder, and I just start throwing stuff away. All of a sudden, I realize the box that I was keeping like $10,000 worth of pledge pins in, gone. So I go dumpster diving for it. Had to really dig deep because it had been a couple of days. Oh. Thank God the dumpster had not been cleared out yet.
And I found it.
You did?
Oh, wow.
It's all good. Thank you. My sorority can keep me in its alumni graces.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let me tell you one of the greatest pranks of all time. So
on you?
On me. So I was living in Dallas at the time and was running with a pretty fun crowd. And we decided to take a dude's weekend to Chicago. First time I'd ever been in Chicago, right? So we're getting our drink on all weekend long. And we had a really early flight back on Sunday. And we partied all night on Saturday night. And we pretty much watched the sun rise on Sunday while we were still drinking, right? So the only amount of time we really had between the end of our drinking and getting to the airport was just the taxi ride. And this was before Uber. So we're in the taxi on the way to the airport, and all of us are super drunk. When one of them decides to tell the driver to stop on the side of the road over by Lake Michigan, they all get out and we're messing around on the beach when all of them decide to throw me into Lake Michigan on the way to the airport.
Stop this.
So I'm going to be soaking wet on the plane, smelling like Lake Michigan on the way. That's as bad as it gets, right? Well, there was a dumpster there also. So after I got out of Lake Michigan, they threw me in the dumpster as well. So I had no time to wash clothes, shower, anything in the taxi, in the airport, on the plane, on the way back to Dallas.
Oh, my God.
In what world is that funny? Why? That's not funny. That's just sad.
It was a guy's weekend, and I didn't think twice about it. I thought it was funny as hell.
You
Did
remained
you really?
Friends with these men?
Yeah, they were some of my best friends. It was hilarious.
What?
Didn't bother me not even a little bit.
Did they have to sit beside you on the plane?
Hell no.
Someone else
Hell
did.
Hell no. So there I am walking through the airport smelling like Lake Michigan and a dumpster.
And just laughing
and dripping
the whole time.
Wet. Yeah. Sopping wet.
Sopping wet.
Like you take your shoes off at security and literally water pours out of them.
But so drunk at the time that it seemed like a fun time.
I'm surprised they let you on the plane.
I am too.
Right? I don't think that they can kick you off for something like that.
But just being wet.
Oh, nowadays, I think they can kick you off for whatever they want.
Winston, good morning. You have been in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Plenty.
For my job, like, I do groundskeeping and stuff like that. So, for my job, I have to kind of plan a dumpster. So, I was working at a property. And, you know, like, when the trash gets full, somebody has to go in there and kind of like
stomp it down.
The trash. Yeah. So one day I'm in there, me and my coworker, we're pushing the trash down, right? And my glasses fall into the dumpster. And I am blind without my glasses, let me tell you. So we're looking for it. I mean, we have to get up in it. Mm. I have to get up in it.
Mm.
And long story short, I don't find my glasses.
Aww.
And I'm smelling like trash the rest of the day because this happened in the morning. And I don't even know how I made it home.
Yeah, there's no getting that stank off you. I know that. Mm-hmm. Not for a long time. All right, Carissa, you have been in a dumpster.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, so this was a long time ago, but you guys know those, like, crab boil places where they put the paper on the table, you eat with your hands, uh-huh. It's so messy? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I had, at the time, a boyfriend, and I had, like, a promise ring from him, and I took the ring off because I didn't want to get dirty, and I put it on the paper. Well, I forgot about it, and it got thrown away, and the next day, I went there in the dumpster with my best friend, and we dug through that nasty, nasty trash.
And that, wait, all the crab carcasses? Like, all that day-old seafood crab carcass?
Yeah, it smelled so good after the next day.
Oh,
yeah, it was nasty.
Did you find it?
And I did not find the ring.
Oh. I think when we're lining all these up, it's like, nope. And I went in there and I didn't find anything that I was looking for. So let's see if Sandra did. So Sandra called us a couple of minutes ago, said she had to go into the dumpster to find her husband's, like, youthful blanket. There's just so many memories that are wrapped up in it. So she was willing to go into the dumpster because she accidentally threw it in there and try to find the thing. All right, Sandra, A, how you smelling? B, did you find it?
Oh, my God, it is so gross. Ah, it's so gross. Like, oh, my God. Like, somebody, like, threw out, like, a bunch of shredded paper in there. And then, like, I don't know, it was like eggshell day in apartment four. Like, I just don't know why it was like so disgusting. And I've got like shredded paper and like eggshell and like gross, like sticky juice in my hair right now.
Yeah, the
and,
shredded like, paper should be the like, last on your list. Right. That's the last thing I'd be worried
like,
about.
Filled with like sticky, disgusting stuff. And then someone threw a litter box in there, like a dirty cat litter, like, anyways, but like, so I did find it. I did find it.
Hey,
did.
All right.
Okay.
The lovey lives on.
I have it.
Okay, but you found it. Like
I found it. But like you say, I have to stay like this. Do I still have to stay all gross?
No.
If I found it? No, right?
No, because okay. You found it.
Okay. Now, or do you let him know, hey, this morning I lied. I accidentally threw your lovey away, but I went into the dumpster and I went through all the trash and I found it. Will that get you bonus points with your significant other?
I think I have to because like I have to wash it.
If I dump in a, go in a dumpster for you, I'm telling you, I
right?
Did.
I want you to know. Want you to know.
Uh-huh. Even if I was the cause of it being in the dumpster, I still want you to know that I love you so much. Yep. I went in there to look for it.
No way! You didn't know me well enough to know that you threw away one of the most important things to me.
Accident.
Heck no! You wash that lovey and you say, "Babe, I found your lovey. I forgot. I put it in the laundry for you." There you go.
Ain't no way.
I want points.
You don't get points for fixing your screw up.
Like. Messing it up more by washing it. Oh my god!
Yeah, because then you're gonna wash it. It's gonna go. It's not the same. I liked it dirty. It had my childhood smells on it. All right, Sandra, thanks for filling us in. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So later on the show, we're going to have to make some room for Bless Your Heart Home moments, as I had yet another one yesterday. These would be the kind of things like what my mom did years and years and years ago when her computer wouldn't work, so she had to hire a computer tech to come on over to her house in Manhattan, which is $150-$200 an hour. Screen just wouldn't the monitor just wasn't working, so she hires this guy, and he comes on over, he takes a look at it, and he turns the power on, and it's fine.
Okay.
I had one of those the last couple of days. So, you know, I'm doing some renovations on the house, and I knocked out some windows, and I brought some bigger picture windows in so there's more light in this house that I just bought. And they just put these windows in, and I love the way it looks, and it's in my living room, too, so I can look to the left and look to the right and see the trees in my backyard. It's really, really nice. But what I noticed was there was a scratch on my flat-screen TV after they put the windows in.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man. So I call the contractor, and I just took a picture of the scratch on the TV, and I sent it to the contractor, and he's like, no problem. I'm so sorry. I hired those guys out. I'll take care of it. Just send me the serial number and I'll buy you the exact same TV and we can start from there. But I'll come over tomorrow and check out the damage. Well, tomorrow was yesterday. He's totally willing to pay for the TV. Comes on in, puts his finger on the scratch, and it turns out it's just a cobweb.
Stop.
Not a scratch.
Oh, his Instagram was amazing as he sat there with his finger and just pulled the scratch away. Just pulled the scratch away.
Isn't that like a natural reaction to a scratch to try to wipe it?
Yeah, to feel it.
For most people, yeah. So he sends me the video back and just says, you might want to talk to your the people that clean your house because this is not a me issue. Well, you certainly are right. Here's your $100. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for coming to chat with me.
Yep. But the post that I got yesterday from people that have done equally stupid things is worth a segment later on in the show. Because I'm not the only one. That's for sure.
You are not alone in your stupidity.
No, I am not. All right, Kristen, we're getting into songs. Mm-hmm. In that, if you were going to hell, what exactly would play for the rest of your life?
Yes, and your music's on, so you probably want to.
It is.
Yeah. Speaking of songs from hell. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
You can hear that? Hold on.
You're rocking to some Linkin Park right now.
I can't even hear that.
All right, so yeah, I came across this Instagram post on Muzar, and it says, a priest who temporarily died reveals he went to hell, and they were playing Rihanna's Umbrella as torture.
It's a beautiful song, man.
It's lit in hell.
I'm like offended.
Right? The devil got good taste in music.
Somebody responded to it and said, if my priest went to hell, I'd never step foot in that church again. Just letting you know. All die. Uh-huh. We all are going to hell.
Oh, fun.
And as soon as we walk through the non-pearly, I don't know what kind of gates hell's got.
Ain't pearly.
The fiery, as we walk through the fiery gates of hell, I wanted to know what song would be playing on repeat for you guys.
Mine is, you're not going to be happy with my pick because it was like a number one hit for a year. This one. Hello from the
on repeat?
Over and over, and the song itself is beautiful. It touches your heart and your soul, but over and over and over again, like we had to listen to in this country for a year and a half. Yeah, no.
I don't think that's the side she was talking about when they were saying hello, though.
It's fitting, though.
It is fitting.
Yeah. Abby, what's your hell song?
For me, it's one of those songs that you wish you were able to control what goes viral and what doesn't go viral, because then you're forced to listen to it on YouTube. Or at the time when this came out, I think it was Vine. But this song would get stuck in my head all the time that it made me feel like I was living in hell.
I still think that's a lit song.
But it's after the like 1 millionth time. Would it be lit?
No. Did I tell you I partied with that guy?
You did.
I swear to you.
That is so random.
I mean, I know. I'm in Vegas, and that's when Scooter Braun and I were on good terms. And he had Psy, he had Florida Georgia Line.
And Ed Sheeran.
And Ed Sheeran I was hanging out with. Yeah, we're all drinking together, and they're like, we want to tell you right now, right off the bat, do not try to drink Psy under the table. That guy has an endless pit. And it was a wild show. It was awesome.
That's such a random group of people that it almost sounds like a joke, like Psy, Burt Weiss, and Ed Sheeran walking to a bar.
I think they're all under his label, so they were all hanging out.
Gotcha. Mo, what is your hell song?
I don't think this will surprise any of you at all. As soon as I got the assignment, I knew exactly what song I was going to, and you wouldn't even have to repeat this one. The first time in hell would be enough. It's this one. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get
you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump. Oh, on repeat.
Oh yes. My god.
The worst part of that also is all those band members are probably next to you in hell. So they're going to be offended that was the song, and you have to listen to them the rest of your unborn life.
I think people are getting freaky in your hell.
Yeah, probably.
Cassie, what's your hell song?
So it was a toss-up between two for me, but I ultimately went with this one, and it was a big hit, and I think people might be surprised, but I cannot stand listening to the whine. I'm out of
prayer.
Shut up. Go home then. It was that or moves like Jagger. I don't know why, but like it's like that instant irritation when they come on, and I can't.
There are some artists that will pierce your ears if you don't like the way they sound. Like The Weeknd for me and Sam Smith. It doesn't matter what the songs are. They just bug me.
Well, Mo and I were talking. Maroon 5's first album, Songs About Jane, is probably like my number one or two album of all time. I love it. And it's after that where it became that like formulaic machine AI pop and shut up, Adam.
What do you got?
This is my hell song.
Oh.
White people everywhere revolting.
Uh-huh. Do-si doing in hell.
This is the one song we can dance to.
Could you imagine this song on repeat for Attorney?
No.
I mean, even just pulling it up on YouTube and watching the video once, I was cringing.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so imagine you just start dating somebody. Actually, you're not even dating them. Like, you're just referring to them as like a casual fling. And they send you a cease and desist letter. Please explain, Rebecca.
Yeah, it happened to my best friend in the whole world. Her name is Bailey. I've known her since kindergarten. She's allegedly pretty smart. Just not when it comes to men. Mm. She's always been a little bit of a dum-dum when it comes to guys.
We all have our weak spot, girl.
I don't know. It's like, at this point, it's not even like a pattern the way that she chooses the wrong guy. It's like a personal choice. But the last person that she was seeing, we'll call him Jake, he really took the cake. So she had only been seeing him for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And just like most of the men that she starts seeing, the first date is great. He's super committed. He's looking for something super serious. And he thinks she's great. She thinks he's great. And they set up a second date. And once that comes around, he's a little flaky. He can't come. Let's reschedule. The night shows up and he's like, come on over, babe. Why don't you just come to my place?
He turns what was supposed to be their date into a booty call?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Which, to be fair, she's down with because she's in her 20s. She's a young, independent woman looking to get her rocks off. I salute that. So they both knew what it was. That was totally cool. She's down with the situationship. And he was not really boyfriend material anyway. He was a little strange. He was very passionate about some random things and just kind of seemed to have a hair trigger temper. But all of this really went down in a big way. I'm sorry. It's just so funny. After someone anonymously posted his photo in a private Facebook group called Are We Dating the Same Dude?
I've heard of these. Yes. We've talked about these before on the show.
They're all over the country. I'm part of one in Atlanta. So this one was for her area. Someone had anonymously posted his photo, basically claiming that they had been seeing him for a few weeks, just asking if anyone knew him, anybody else dated him. What do you think? Now, my best friend, she's not a part of this group. She had no idea that this was posted.
So this is basically just doing recon on the person you're dating.
Yes.
Whether maybe you have, because you told us about some of the red flags that he showed to your friend. Uh-huh. So maybe this woman saw some red flags and she's like, hey, let me like kind of seek this out and see if anybody else had any issues with this dude.
Exactly.
Okay.
So one of my best friend's friends is a part of the group, saw the post and commented on it. She said, I have a friend who's been seeing this guy for a few weeks. Wouldn't recommend.
As a dude, how do you feel about these Facebook groups?
Oh, my.
Yeah?
No, I mean.
If you mind your P's and Q's, then what do you got to worry about, right?
Bingo. Yeah, keep your side of the street clean.
That's like not that nice to like hear about yourself, but honestly, like that's pretty harmless, I would think. Not to this guy.
I mean, there's nothing defaming here. Like, no. There's nothing defamatory, rather.
Not at all. But he did not feel that way, actually, because someone in the group took a screenshot.
Which you're not allowed to do, right?
No, that's totally, like, beyond the boundary of what the page is supposed to be. Sent it to him. As soon as he got it, he started going nuclear. He blew up my friend's phone while she was at work.
And she didn't post this comment. It was a friend of hers that posted the comment, correct?
Yes. But he was convinced that she was the anonymous poster and had set the entire thing up to make him look crazy and undateable.
So he thought she was the OG poster.
Yes.
Posing as another woman. Because he apparently, when he got this, he's like, I'm not dating this woman. I don't know her. So somebody's setting me up.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what he thought, which is total BS because they were both seeing many more people, honestly. But he wasn't listening to reason. He started threatening her. He was like, I'm going to contact your job. Tell them that you are unfit for your career.
Oh, bless.
He said he was going to sue her for defamation of character. At the end of the day, he had called her upwards of 16 times. And she, smartly enough, did not answer him.
Yeah.
Went on to just block him, as she should have done in the first place. And
yeah, I think after call, I don't know, one, I would have blocked. And I have to call 16.
Yeah. No, it took 16 for her. Yeah. But the next day, as she's walking to the front of her house, she notices her mailbox is open. Inside, there is an unmarked envelope. She opens it, and there's an obviously typed up Microsoft Word printed out letter. And if you will, I will read it to you.
Uh-huh.
It says, Dear Bailey, this letter is in response to the defamatory social media post contributed by you, the receiver of this letter. As is my right, I formally demand you delete the post and submit a full written apology to the members of Are We Dating the Same Dude New Orleans Facebook page. Any further writing will be swiftly dealt with through my lawyer. Sincerely, spelled wrong.
Oh, sincerely, you're spelled wrong?
No second E. You just forgot that, I guess. Jake. So, yeah, he sent her a cease and desist.
What's that? He just dropped it in her mailbox, or was it officially mailed?
It's not official. He did it on his own Microsoft Word. It didn't come through it didn't come through a legal source, so it's not legit.
There was no postage. He just dropped it off as he walked over.
That's a federal offense.
Oh, what he did?
Yeah, you cannot. You cannot put. You can't even put stuff in your neighbor's mailbox.
What?
Yeah.
I learned that as an HOA president,
which I was floored by because I put stuff in my neighbor, like for like Valentine's Day, Jimmy's Valentine's for his like neighborhood friends. I put them in the mailbox in his friends' mailboxes, and apparently I can go to jail for it.
Oh my god,
that's crazy.
I had no idea. So she can sue him.
Yeah. Hey, the Bird Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.